tension in here.
I thought we were punished. I deferred and everything.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Let's go ahead and move to item number five.
Item number five from the Interim Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Milwaukee County Research Park Corporation regarding the division of eminent domain compensation for property interests acquired by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the Zoo Freeway Interchange Reconstruction Project. This item was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. That committee approved it by a vote of 7-0.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I move to concur with the recommendation of the Transportation Committee, I wanted to know if the resolution states that according to the September 30th, 1998 agreement, 65% of Research Park land sale net revenues would go to the county and 35% to the Milwaukee County Research Park Corporation. But the I've seen it twice in the report and the resolution. Either I'm not reading this correctly, but it seems to me that the numbers
are reversed.
Are reversed for the tables.
On the
Other than that, I would move to concur with the recommendation of the Transportation Committee, Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee. But I noticed that the tables, if you're looking at a 65-30% division,
page 82,
page 82 and page 85, that if you look at the county proceeds and the MCR. PC proceeds, they should be reversed. Those numbers should be reversed.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. He is I don't know why they could correct that, but the county do get 65%, and Research Park gets 35%. So we need that very clear.
Yeah.
And we'll get that. We can get that correct.
Do you want Mr.
Unless
Mr. Dillon?
Supervisor, unless Supervisor Mayo wants to move to concur, my concern was about the tables.
What page is that again?
82.
Pages 82 and 85. Mm-hmm. And I move to concur with the recommendation of the Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Motions, and we also have Craig Dillon, Director here. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. Although I'm not the signatory to this report, myself and numerous others have been involved in this overall process to come together on this particular project that you have before you, as well as others. The reason this is before you, just as a little bit of background, this committee and the board has had a long-standing relationship with the research park. So as a result, the earlier agreements that allowed for sales in the research park had the 65-35 split associated with all sales in the research park. Because council looked at those former agreements and noticed that eminent domain wasn't specifically indicated in those documents, that it was important just to come before you and state the fact that the spirit of the agreement is those monies realized from DOT relative to this project should be split. If I may, I think perhaps the confusion might be the fact that the 65-35 is assigned to the property interest compensation, which is much less than the numbers that you see in those columns. The asterisks are trying to indicate that there are boiler conversions that are taking place. The county board indicated as part of this project that the steam lines would be severed west of the freeway. So as a result, as a part of the project, it was deemed that the efficient thing to do was to reestablish heating and cooling on an individual basis for the various properties west of the freeway. So I think when you see the column of Research Park realizing significantly more dollars than the county, it's inclusive of those conversion costs to convert the boilers and cooling system west of the freeway. So I believe that might be just the initial look-see as to why it looks as if Research Park is realizing the majority share of those dollars.
Let me let Mr. Johnson continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Dillman, again, I noticed that one number, one set of numbers is bigger than the other set of numbers. And you're saying that they may be because of the boiler conversion.
Mr. Chairman, yes, on the individual parcels as you see them,
yes.
Some have boiler conversion need associated with them. So there's more compensation due the research park on some of the, you see 45 and 50 and 53, whereby it includes the large amount of money that it's going to take to convert the heating and cooling system for those respective research park buildings. That's why they're getting the money from DOT to do that, mm-hmm. and we in turn are getting our 65-35 split of what land they're using or what land they're acquiring. It's separate and distinct from the actual conversion of the heating and cooling system. So I think that's, at first glance, you say, oh, Research Park's getting 65 and county's getting 35. It really isn't that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I understand.
No, that's fine. I appreciate the explanation. It's just, I'm just saying at first glance.
Yes.
It seems that the columns needed to be changed, but I'll accept that. If that's the truth, then I'll accept that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you look at line 54 through line 63, they will explain exactly what Mr. Dillman said. Mm-hmm. It's not printed out properly, so that you know that what you have these up plus the 35% that the research park get, that would add up to $1.2 million, and I think that's where you are looking at that. And if you look at it, actually, say when you look down, it will show you actually the different split what the research park will receive and Milwaukee County received too. So basically, the bullet points explain that, but it was not clear in the presentation of.
I apologize for the presentation. The asterisk were attempt to show the allocation of dollars within those respective columns, but I apologize. If in fact that at first glance seems somewhat ambiguous.
Supervisor Smith?
Well, I was just going to say this is, well done. I don't know, there's a conglomeration. We've been through many meetings with and reports from the DOT and our department working. Mr. Buchalaki, of course, is gone, but am I okay in presuming that he was the point person in these negotiations, or is that not true?
Mr. Chairman, it really was a transition from Mr. Buchalaki to Mr. Dranzik, okay. But yet, as I say, there were many, many people involved in the myriad of issues that were addressed here. A&E included the engineering folks, the architect. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people put their focus and energy in on this. So I would say that the attention to this matter was consistent throughout the transition.
Okay. And I guess what I'm trying to say is this was, I think the Wisconsin DOT had responsibility here, but those boiler lines and going to individuals, I mean, this was the contract that really needed to be done for Milwaukee County, and I would say well done. And I point out, you're not going to have the 65-35 because it's been pointed out in the bullet, there's different things. If something's going to Wauwatosa, the boiler replacement is specifically to the regional park center here, the research park. And also, if you notice, when you're talking about getting to the research park, parcel 15, so there's areas right close to it, and then the research park, parcel 15 is not research park, so the whole $107,000 comes completely to the county.
Correct.
So that's a point to be made, too.
Yep.
So, I just wanted to point out that this was a lot of negotiations and more to come, and I'm happy to see we're really defending our rights in this resolution in particular, I think, quite well, to say the least. Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Craig Dillman.
We have the motion, Supervisor Johnson.
Okay. So, yeah. Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll on item number 5, please.
Supervisors Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur is approved.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Clerk. If we can go down to item number 6.